Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber of Communities, our Executive Director, Beth Vanderwilt, now joining us. So thank you very much, Beth, for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Coltrane.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you've had a couple of really busy weeks here, Beth, that we can kind of recap and catch people up to speed on. Most importantly, you had a couple of awards ceremonies that happened fairly recently, one of which was nominated for one of our well-known area businesses with Deals Orchard receiving a kind of a distinguished award.
Yes, it was really, really fun to see Jefferson in the limelight this past week. Last Wednesday at the Iowa Tourism Conference, Deals Orchard received the award called Outstanding Retail Experience. It was just really cool to see Jefferson and Central Iowa recognized for our tourism efforts. A lot of the parts of the state, for example, Decorah, Dubuque, that area is always known for its tourism and the Okoboji area, but I think we were one of the few for our part of the state. So, and as we all know, Deals is well deserving of that award.
Absolutely. And then not to be outdone by that, Jefferson Matters was also specifically highlighted at the annual Main Street Iowa conference.
Yes, that was last Friday. It was at what was used to be called the Vets Auditorium. Very beautiful facility. Jefferson made it across the stage 3 times, and I think maybe that was the most of any community. The Placemaking Award, the Creative Placemaking Award, was given to Jefferson and the Tower View team. That would be the Arch Alley that our community has been working on that for 3 years, and it really did take a community effort. So that was a fun award to receive. The Tower View team won the Leadership Award, and there were several members of the Tower View team there to receive the award. And then the last award was a national award, and that was Jefferson Matters Main Street was named as one of the 8 finalists in the Great American Main Street Award. That was from 2020, but because of COVID, we were not able to be recognized in person for the award back in 2020.
After all those accolades and everything else, I guess maybe back to business as normal here as our prestigious Mahaney Memorial Carillon Tower is set to be open here rather soon.
Yes, May 1st is the kickoff day for our tourism season. During the month of May, the bell tower will be open on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then starting June, it will be open every day. June, July, August, and then September, it goes back to weekends. And October, also weekends. Well, and I have to admit, last year at this time, the Mahaney Bell Tower received a tourism award. That was the outstanding attraction for the entire state of Iowa for the rural division.
And something else that it came back after COVID has subsided now is the return of your Java and Juice program, which you have the next one set up for May, but you just recently completed your first one.
Yes, last Friday we kicked off our first Java and Juice. That was at the Greene County Extension Office. We probably had about 25 or 30 people in attendance, given it was a, once again, windy morning and it was raining out. So it was a nice meeting and we got to hear about all of the great programs that the Greene County Extension Office has to offer. We met their staff. There were some new people that Director Lori Mantle got to introduce to us. The next Java and Juice will be Friday, May 13th. At the Greene County Medical Center, we will have the opportunity to meet Chad Butterfield, the new CEO, as well as any other staff that might be available. And it will just be a nice time for people to, if they haven't seen the new renovations at the hospital, this would be a perfect time to go out and check out the hospital.
Or the new head guy, the new CEO. If you don't, not many opportunities do you get to meet a CEO in person of a hospital either.
Exactly. So I know our new CEO, Chad Butterfield, is really wishing to become active in the community and meet people. So this will be a great opportunity for everybody.
Well, and something else that I'm sure just excites the community is nothing like seeing ribbon cutting ceremonies take place once again. And man, have you had a busy last couple of weeks for that venture.
We have. We had a ribbon cutting at the New Heartland Bank location maybe a couple weeks ago. It was on a Thursday. And then last week we had two in one day at the former Hy-Vee Drugtown location. We welcomed Nikki Ubel with Remax Real Estate and Megan Ball with Midwest Behavioral Health. They occupy, both of their businesses occupy that building. So that's been really fun. And I have to say, I have a sticky note on my computer with a list of about eight more places that will soon be having ribbon cutting ceremonies. So the ambassadors are going to have a very busy next few months.
Well, Beth, as we're starting to see more retail businesses locate to the downtown area, again, just kind of exciting people as hopefully warmer weather may be here at some point. Hopefully one would assume by Mother's Day, which should get people thinking, spend your money here in town.
Exactly. And you might notice our local retail shops are giving us ideas as to what we can buy for our mothers. I know I already have some ideas. So yes, I would say get out and look at what we have to offer here in the Jefferson area because our local retailers are ready.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community Executive Director is Beth Vanderwilt joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.